starting on Pegimel and Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Yigoy lehu, kanam yodui mahu. So if they did a kinyan, the kinyan suitor, does that change anything or not? So the employees were actually in Tosis. I wonder the Tosis. Okay, we'll go back to it. Rashi and Tosis, what's it going back to? We have the Mishnah. Because Elisha did it mainly ben Ichsayich. Sizachel Peres Bechayel, the Mesas Yarsha. And it just affects Machar Benosna. And we have the Brai, so Melch Avir, in the case of Shutvin, did it mainly Asad Azu, or mainly Esikbo, or Vyodi Mesalaka Semeno. So, Rashi learns that the more Shaila is going back on the Brisa. The Brisa says a person says the door mainly outside of zoo. Nothing happens. What will be if he makes a Kenyan suitor? Tosis learns it's going on the case of the Nesua, which we said that Yoda's Kiyoda, and that's why this Siluk, the Shonas of Siluk don't help. But what about if it's Kanami Yoda? So Amar Rav Yosef Midina the worm Kanami Yodai. Nachman Amar Miguba Shakarka Kanami Yodai. So Nachman says the fact he did a Kenyan suitor changes the whole thing, and now he's really actually being mocked at the Karka. So one Shutiv is not being mocked at the Karka to the other Shutiv. According to Rashi. Rashi says no. He all it is an act of being Mechazik. What he said, well, but the problem is what he said is not a valid lashon. You can't be misalik yourself from property that you own. The language of siluk, and these are languages of siluk, are just removing yourself. That's not a language that's valid once you own a piece of property. So he seriously means to say that. So that's what Chana Miyada means. He means it seriously. Okay, he seriously means to say something which is not a valid lashon. So it ends up being not a valid lashon. Okay. Amar Baya. So, Mistara Milsad of Yosef, Ba'arir. Al Ba'omid, Yigavosh Akarka Kanami Yodit. That so A said I'm going to didn't the worm mainly mean Asad Azu. He said to according to Rashi, he said to his Shutif, didn't the worm mainly Asad Azu. He was Kanami Yodai. And then the Shutif comes and takes the karka. And the fellow writer says, what are you doing? So then we say that all he meant was Lashon of Siluk. But if the receiving Shutif went and took the property, and the person who said Dinu Devarim didn't respond, and after a while he says, hey, what are you doing here? Then Rishiv would agree to Reb Nachman, or we would accept Reb Nachman's psak, that over there he must have meant a language of being mocked, and that's why he didn't respond right away. So halachah lemaisa, we paskin like Reb Nachman. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said to a meimar, "Do you mean ba'orer or ba'omed? Are you talking about a case of omed and then?" Rabbi Yosef agrees, according to Baya, Rabbi Yosef would agree in that case. Or do you mean even a case of Arir, where that's where the Machlokes is? So what do you mean? The Mainafkamino, look at Rabbi Yosef. There is, will we accept this difference between the two scenarios? I do not see any, I'm not aware of any difference. There's no difference between the two. And even in the case of Orer, or Nachman, then it's true that Kanami Yodah changes it into a language of Matana, not a language of Siluk. See Rashi. It's 9 lines up from the bottom. No, 8 lines up from the bottom. Okay, Kadami Yodumahu. A Brisa, it's going back on the Brisa. It's going back on the Brisa, which the person says to his shutev, I have no rights on this property. But in the Mishnah, the fact that they were Kenyan would not change anything. Dobamira below Loshan Matona Sagi Listaluke Afilim Gubashokarko Hecha the Porish Kikoni Staple. We see if the person says now Rashi learns the case of the Mishnah is going is our Mishnah is on my case by the Rusa. So Loshanus of Siluk worked. The problem was just that he didn't say a Loshan of Siluk, which is a proper Loshan. But he says a Loshan of Siluk, which is a proper Loshan. But if he says, I don't have any rights to the Paris, so he doesn't have the rights to the Paris. So the Mishnah is going to talk about a case. She's still in Rusa, and it's before he gets it, and these Lashonos work. Just the problem was he had to say the correct, he had to refer to the right schus. To remove it. So by saying the Paris, he removes the schus of the Paris, etc. So the Mishnah is not an issue. Tosfos says it's going back in the case of the Nesua, and that would be a parallel case to the case of the Braisa, where he already has the property. It's Yodha Ki Yodha, where the Lashonos work. But going back on the Mishnah, it's not relevant, Rashi says. And Pasha Tosfos agrees it can't go back on the Mishnah per se. It's going on the case of the Nesua, which is not the case of the Mishnah, but it's the case of the Isha moving beyond the case of the Mishnah. So in the case of the Mishnah, the Lashon works. The problem is you say the Siluk works, is you have to be Masalik from the right thing. So Kenyan is not the issue. Thomas Eason Domer raised the Oichel Paris Lami Shum the Grius of the Lashon Dinu Devorim. In the Mishnah, the reason why the husband continues to eat Paris is not because the Dinu Devorim is not a valid Lashon of Siluk. Because the problem is he does not clarify what he's being masalik himself from. And therefore the more is to say later on that he maintains, he does lose something, so out of the multiple different things which he could be masalik himself from, the siluk works on only on the least of them, and everything else he keeps. She can't say you'd be masalik from everything. So that's the issue. Hilka Mali Konu, Mali Loi Konu. So the king and suitor is not going to change anything. Ella Brysa Koi, it's going back on the Brysa. Kaboya Law, he's asking the question on the Brysa. Nikoni Lormer Kulm, the Brysa says that if he says, in the worm, only the case of Shutrin, he says, in the worm, only. I have no rights in this property on the soda Lermer Klum Matamishum Griusa the Lishnahu. The problem is because the language is not a valid, it's a weak language of Haknoa. Now Mirmina Loi Hikna Bechalipan Halalu Klum. He did a Khalipan. So he's not being mocked anything to the other person. He said in the Devarim, so being mocked to you that I'm forgoing my rights to have a fight with you, which is nice flowery words, but doesn't mean anything. So when he does a chalipin, we have to assume that he has something. He's actually dealing with something tangible. She said, "Kindness a suitor, umata lochevet samecher, or amatana." So he gives him the suitor. The koina gives the makna the suitor, and in return for that, the makna is makna to the item which is being sold or being given. Therefore, we have to assume that he meant the makna of the character, And little devarim was just, you know, some way of saying, and don't worry, I won't fight with you about it afterwards. But he really meant to be mocked to the karka. So Yosef says, "Minu devarim kana miyado, mashi pirish al kinyan kana miyado." What he said is what he was mocked at. Who loshen dinu devarim, and which is, I'm being mocked to you in exchange for this sutter that I won't bother you. Okay, venaklum, that's nothing. I'm just saying, I have no rights to go to Pesach with you, but I still own the character. So Vaya says, that's Ba'arir. Kishabok Haver is El Lahatzik Bechelkai, when the other Shutev, on the receiving end, comes to take the half of the Shutvis, Miyad Omer Ve'ir Alamatana, the supposed Nosein, is ma'arer and fights the supposed gift. I never meant to give you the food, the field. Then the warim, I'm not going to fight with you, which is not binding at all. There's no kinyan, so now I'm fighting with you. So over there, Rabbi Yosef says that's all he meant. But he waits for a day or two. And the receiver of the karka is in the field, and the noisin doesn't say anything. And then he comes to make a complaint, make a fight. There, Rabbi Yosef did not say his aloha. And the Kenyan is valid. The Hashahu, the Kahadabe, Lamdu, Litun Kach. We have to assume that what happened is they really meant to be mocked on the karka. And that's why he didn't say anything right away. And then later on he said, hey, what did I do? And somebody said, yeah, well, since you said dinner the barb, you could back out. So, because otherwise, why didn't he respond right away? I was talking about a person who would be around and aware of what was happening. And even so he doesn't respond, we have to assume he meant to be mocked it. Why didn't he say anything until now?
Right there on the spot.
Right.
What's the
Kiddush Tani
say from the first
Shash? I can't go back to that now, to me. Okay. So in the Mishnah, we see the language in the worm works. Like the Mor says, she's in Arusa, he doesn't have it yet. And by saying these Lashonos, he's forgoing the rights he's going to get in the future. He's able to be misalik himself from that because he doesn't have it yet. Once you have it, you have to be machnit. He doesn't have it yet, and he's saying, "I'm being misalik myself and being moichel the rights to get X, Y, and Z in the future." And it works. The Mishnah says he still eats the Paris. He still is Yerusher. He's just forgoing his rights to, if she sells it, to retrieve it from the purchasers. So Mor says the Tema, the Tema late. So why can't the woman say to the man, "You call Mili Salikas Nafsha, you're misalik yourself from everything"? So Amar Baya Yad Balashtar Al Tachtona that. So if Reuven's coming to collect from Shimon, and Shimon is a muchzik, and Reuven has the right to collect something because there's a shtar, but if we could understand what the rights of the shtar are in a minimalist way or a maximalist way, we're going to understand the minimal. You're being moitzi from him. So the one who's coming to collect has the weaker claim. So that's referred to as Yad Balashtar L'Tachtoinu. So one who's coming to collect from the Muxik is going to have the weaker hand. So over here, the husband through the Tzadik Chachamim gets the rights of Yerusha, he gets the rights of Peres Bechayah, he gets the rights that if she sells it, that the Mechir is Batal. These are all things the Chabim gave him. Those are his. And he's now being Mesalak himself, so we say that he's being Mesalak himself from the least, he's Mesalak from something, but the least of the above. So she can't say he's being Mesalak himself from everything, because she should have to prove that. Okay. So Morris says, okay, so of the three things that we mentioned that he gets, why are you assuming that this is the least? Maybe the least is something else. Maybe he means Mesalak himself from Peiris, so he'll keep the Yerusha, he'll keep the rights that she can't sell the property, which would prevent them from getting the Yerusha on the properties which are sold, and he's giving away the Peiris. So Rabaya Betzina Tav Mikaru. So Betzina is a small gourd, and a car is a full grown one. So a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Having the small item now is worth more than the potential of getting the whole karka in the future. So he doesn't, that's more valuable. So that's, he's moving himself from the least of them. This is the most of them, it's not the least of them. So he doesn't mean himself from Paris. He does not mean to be Mesalak himself from the Peiris, because that's the most valuable, even though it's theoretically in the future getting the property is a bigger ownership than just the Peiris, but this is here now, and that's in the future. Maybe he means to Mesalak himself from the right of Yerusha, but not from the right of if she sells it. So my answer is Misha Shchicha, Mechira Lo Shchicha. So if we have a choice to explain what he's been mesalak himself from, so everyone's going to die. I mean, he might predecease her, but it's the two options are it's either one or the other. One of them is going to happen, so at least a 50-50, whereas Mechira, who knows that there'll be a Mechira. Okay.
Could this change in more modern times when you're talking about, you know, a more mobile society?
I don't know. Tosfos says interesting. Tosfos says that the childbirth adds an element of danger to a woman's life which a man doesn't have.
So therefore she...
Misa Shchicha.
Yes, so I was going to say, so how about her the health of one of them? So now it's one's more likely. Someone's in bad health, so... Just like you said, I mean...
Right.
Just like childbirth, same thing. It's another additional...
Right. So I think the point is that's a standardized... on. Issue which we have by all people, so we assume that's what the person meant. What about not the Yekesu? What about nowadays, where it's less of a danger? I think it's less of a danger. Okay.
What? I mean, there's also an age difference, right? I mean, he's 70, she's 20.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much you calculate that. I don't know. Childbirth. I don't know if it is or it isn't. So if I have a choice to say what he meant the less common of the scenarios. So Misa is that the potential for her dying and him getting the Arusha, it's clearly something which is on the horizon, whereas Mechira, it's totally there's no reason to believe there's going to be a Mechira. Okay, so Rav Ashi says, no, I'm going to say a totally different approach. It's not, so you're saying that the issue is Yabal Shal Tatar, and we have to contemplate, figure out which one is the least valuable out of all the things, and that's what that's the one that he gave away. Rav Ashi says, no, the language tells me this. It says, "Din d'rum eli b'nichsayik." B'nichsayik, a little bit parasayin. You say the item, you're referring to the goof, the body of the item, and not the payrus. So he never was himself from the payrus. He said b'nichsayik. He didn't touch his rights to the payrus. He said, "I'm forgoing the rights to the body, the goof of the item," and. And he says Minichsayach, he means while they're yours. So when is that? While she's alive. And what's that relevant? It's not relevant to the payers, because that's not the item itself. And it's referring to her power to sell the item. That's what he means Masalach to suffer. So the language indicates what he meant. Okay, it's Rashi. Tehla Mikol Minitzach means while they're hers. Once she dies, they're not hers anymore. So he's clearly referring to something which is a right that she has while she's alive, not the right that he has. The right that he has while she's alive, not the right that he has when she dies. Kizagrashi, Tehla Mikol Mili Slikas Nafshuch. Let her say to the husband, the kibin, the kibta beloshin zeh yochel istalik. We're saying that this language works because she's still an arusa, and he's forgoing the rights he will get when she becomes a nesua, and that works. So lo ma'enu mesulach min hakol. So why does the language take away everything? So Abaya says yad balashar al tatena kolometzi shtar al amuksik abedover. When a person comes with a claim of a shtar against the individual who's muhsik, so mashu forish b'shtar yachol litvoy alav. The one who comes with the shtar can get is the what's clear in the shtar and not more. V'mashtar sasum, if the shtar is not clear. So we lower the power of the star down to the smallest amount that the star would be indicating. Let's say for argument's sake, the star says that Reuven lent Shimon money. They didn't say how much. So he comes to Shimon to collect. Shimon says, "Yeah, it was $1. That was money. Right? So you can't collect more. Right? Well, maybe it was $1,000. Doesn't say. So the power of the star will be reduced to the smallest amount, which would fit into the language of the star. So to be much of a muksik, you need to have a clear proof. The chachamim gave the baal automatically power on this ishtoi. They gave him three rights to the woman's property. Lechol peiris, number one, that he eats the peiris while she's alive. So this is not the nedunya, which that is a transaction between the two of them, that he takes it, he evaluates it, he accepts responsibility. They didn't do anything. So this is not through his or her act of giving. It's a chomer masakinit, that when a husband marries a wife, he gets rights to Paris and all of her properties.
Right, it wasn't an agreement.
So the chomer erev masakin that he gets Paris. Number two, according to Tanakam and Alakim Shemim Gamliel, the Yerusha is the Rabbanan. Will Yerush, he gets Yerusha on the property. And Vimtimker, Mikra Batal. The chomer said that the Mechira, that she doesn't look, even if she owns the goof, if she sells the goof, the Mechira is invalidated. So the three things the chomer gave to the husband. Mezumatzia lo shtar, she's coming with a shtar. We said the Morris loved Afka shtar, but she's coming with this action that he did. That he said, she's coming and say, "Listen, you wrote to me, did it the worm, ain't leaving Ixayat, that you have no rights to my property." That's what the man said to the woman. And she says to the man, "You came to me, you said that." Loshin Siluk, who's that? The language of Siluk. Well, who Yachalit, he can say back, "Vare Loshin Siluk." Yeah, it's Loshin Siluk, and I did forgo something. I was myself from the least of the items that I was going to receive. Which is the mechira. But if you don't sell, I get the payers. So more asked the kasha, remember me pay myself now, Shay. If you're saying he meant at the least, maybe he meant the Messiah was of a Paris. So you're a Paris, but who Pachosh Bechulon? That's the least of his rights. Alim Timker, if she sells, Shemav said it's Gufakarka, that he loses the whole property. Af Gufakarka, Shayuroy Lirish Im Thomas Bechaya, which he would have now, he's going to lose the opportunity to get Yerusha on it. Yehe Mikra Botel. The mecha will be invalidated. But Yerushena, and he'll get the Yerusha, but he won't get any payers. So more answers. Betina Tami Kara. Betina is the last Katana. Kara is the last Gedorva. So this is some type of an edible squash. It's the last. So Betina is a small one, and Kara is when it's fully grown. Varman the Chaveroi, Kachlucha, the last Katana, Beginosi. So if a person is given an option to take a small one now or take a large one when they're fully grown, mm-hmm. So it's a good idea to take the small one now. We don't know what the future lies in the person's future. So, if that's the correct attitude, so Afkan Chaviva Lo Achilas Paris Shutoder Umiyad, it's more valuable to the husband the rights to Paris, which is immediate and it's an ongoing thing. Mibitul Mecher Shein Umiyad Elach Shetimker V'Shem Alasimker. It's not immediate. It's only if she sells. So it's not for sure and it's not immediate. Okay, Morse is fine. Ve'Me Yerusha. So look now, maybe he's been selling himself in the case, but not when she sold it. But even if she doesn't sell it, he's forgoing the rights to Yerusha. Who pachus Geshem lo Thomas b'chaya, because that might be the smallest benefit, because if she doesn't predecease him, he dies first, so the whole thing becomes irrelevant. Of a mechira lo siluk navshe, Hashem and Timker miyavset achilus perish shuachshav, but mechira might affect his rights to the peris right away. So the more answers, mechira lo shkicha, sheino isha roitzel limker nixei besavia. She doesn't like selling away that which she brought into the family. So chances are she won't do that. Okay, like we said before, the concept of Shrach Beis Aviyah, they like keeping the properties in the family.
How does that compare to, Rashi and Chumash? It says that, a person only sells his fields, Bedochak, when he... financially strapped.
Rashi, they're saying that the Chumash teaching of Derech Eretz not to do that.
Right.
But here we're just discussing here the emotional factor. Right.
On that issue, we've had earlier parts where money comes in, other items at the time of marriage, and seek to convert them into karka.
I'm sorry?
Where money or other items come into the marriage and seek to convert them into karka. But at the same time, we're saying that that's going to be a difficult transaction because people are fairly reluctant.
We're reluctant to sell when it comes in, he said.
Well, reluctant to sell it. Reluctant to sell property
at any time.
Unless they're in a pressured situation.
Right.
So we got this amazing demand for cargo and a significant reluctance to meet the supply.
Um, interesting question. I'm not sure. Rashi is specifically in the Chumash, specifically talking about the person that he has a field as a stay achuza. Anything which is a stay mikna that doesn't apply to. At what point does the stay mikna become a stay achuza? I don't know. In that sense. But this is, there's property which has been in the family for generations, so they don't like giving that away. Even the Evan, we said before, they don't like giving it away. The case of the chumash, it's going to revert in Yovel, but the point is, it's still improper to sell it. There's a derech eretz not to sell those items. Right. This is really a different issue. We don't have to say all this pshatim. It's just the language itself. It says binik sayich. Amarlo. He said in your properties. I will over here say he did not mention he mentioned the item itself, but not the payrus. And ubaidin shalok amarlo. And he says he's referring to when it's hers. Tominik sayich kamer. And therefore, v'lalach emisa. Shabbatul Shmomei Elayin, they're not hers anymore. When the rights to Yerusha are not, when it's not her property anymore. So the language itself, Rav Ashi says, really clarifies why we understand that this is what he meant to misalak himself from, because that's the only thing that's what the word means. Okay. Okay. So the Mishnah said, the Yehuda says, he eats the Peri Peris till he writes the Lashon of Perisayin, of Peri Perisayin. So we get to Yehuda, we don't know the difference between Peris and Peri Peris. So what does Yehuda mean when he says there's Peris and there's Peri Peris? Okay. Talk about an Elo Hain Paris, Elo Hain Peri Paris. What's Paris and what's Peri Paris? Sechnisa loy karka. So she brought a piece of land into the marriage. What's this a Paris? That land produces Paris. So Hare Hain Paris, that's called Paris. Mocher Paris. Now they sell the Paris and they bought Malacha Mehen Karka. Vasa Sa Paris, Rehen Peri Paris. Okay. So even if he would forgo the rights to the Paris, Yehuda's saying, but if she would, so now the Paris don't belong to him. So, but the Paris don't revert to being karka, being goof. And if she would sell the Paris and buy karka, and that would produce Paris, he would still get that. Because if it revert to being like the goof now, so. When she buy karka, it's again it's her goof and it's payers, which he has no rights to. So Yehuda's point is no, we don't, even though he gave away the rights, he was selling himself from the payers, and he said the Parisaean, they remain payers, and he did not give away the rights to the payers. So the payers he will still get.
It's almost like it got to the point where she made a business out of it. So the business aspect, it was just a limited amount of Paris that they would consume it. But they had excess, so he let her have it. So now there's so much excess that they can make a business out of it. And that's what they're saying. That's the payers' payers.
Okay, that's an interesting thought. Okay, Ibar Lahu, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Mishnah said that he'll continually eat the payer paris until he writes the norm ainly bin ichsayach u payer paris sayin ad olam. So it's the main thing, the phrase payer paris sayin, or the main thing, the phrase ad olam. Let's say we say the paris sayin ad olam. Let's say we say paris sayin and not say ad olam. So Rabbi Yehuda added two things. The Tanakh Kama says bin ichsayach u payer sayin. He adds payer paris sayin ad olam. So what's the primary? One of the two. Peirei peiris dafka. Or dilma adalam dafka. Or dilma tarayu dafka. Maybe you need that. One of the two is the primary one. Or you need both. Without both, then he will not lose his rights to the peirei peiris. The Morris says like this. Now, in Tim Zalormer, Paris Davka, if you're saying that just saying Paris is enough, so then, so Adalam Lamali. So more answers, Hokamashvalon, that would be understood to mean, Kiman the Kasavla Paris, command the Kasavla Adalam Dami. So Adalam is not that he necessarily says that, but the point is that Paris, it gives you the equivalent of outer law. So that's how we'd understand that possibility. And Morris says, okay.
So then it's either one. You said either of those phrases.
No. The main phrase is periperis, and included in periperis automatically is outer law. But outer law will not give you periperis.
You're saying, like, it's ki'ilu, you said ad olam, meaning the ad olam is sort of the gold standard, if you will.
I don't think so. The more saying that in Paris is included everything you need to have, but ad olam will not actually give you that. Let's say you say the opposite. If ad olam is the main thing, so then Paris lamali. So just say, once he says parasein ad olam, that's it. So Mora says hakamash malon. Avagam the kasev lo paris, the kasev lo ad olam in ilo lo. Now the point is not that you need a paris, you don't, and really ad olam would be sufficient. But the Mishnah is saying that, telling you that ad olam is necessary, and even if you wrote periperis, you would not lose the periperis unless you write ad olam. Okay. Bimtim zolomer tavayu dafka. Let's say you say both are necessary. So then the language is, we understand the language why you need both. The question is, why do you need both? Tartil amali, why do you need both? Samora says sricha, you need both. Why? The cost of law peri peris will cost of law other law. Have a mean a peri peris who do loyal? Have a peri the peri peris also. It's other law. So we need a law that he loses the rights to the peri peris. Okay. Because of law other law will cost of law peri peris. So have a mean a loyal ma peris koi. He meant. But he's not forgoing the rights to the payer paris at all. He's just saying that the payros I will never touch. That's why you would need payer paris as well. So the more it presents the shayla, the more does not come to any resolution in it, and the more it just clarifies the possibilities of the shayla. Let's see Rashi tomorrow.